I'm Ian Dowling and this is the Thinking Out Loud podcast. Thank you for stopping by. In this podcast, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, stories, anything that I think could possibly inspire someone else to do the things they love doing or to find something they love doing. And also, I just want to remind us all, including myself, that life is not as serious as we often think it is. So thank you for stopping by and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey girls and guys, I hope you have an awesome week wherever you are. It's Thursday morning here in the Gold Coast in Australia. And I want to talk today about that uncomfortable feeling that we get when we're in a transition, when we're in the unknown, in between a job or in between a relationship, or just in between something where we're not really sure what the next step is. And it's that uncomfortable, that uneasy feeling. And I want to suggest that maybe it's just something that we have to come to terms with. And maybe it's a part of nature. If you think about, you throw a rock in the water and the water is unsettled for a bit and then it just evens out again. Or if you think about traveling, when you're in a transition, you might be at a bus stop. It might be really uncomfortable. It could be raining. It could be windy. But you could be going on an amazing journey straight after that. Or even sometimes being at an airport when your flight's delayed, it can be really uncomfortable. Just because there's too many people around, it's smelly, it's noisy, you need sleep. Same thing if you're waiting for a ferry, you could be in a really hot environment. It's often uncomfortable, but the following journey is often amazing and the destination is often amazing. And maybe, just maybe, that uncomfortable feeling that we feel, you know, when we're in that unknown between a job or we don't know what to do next, we don't know what the next step is. Maybe, you know, you're in between a job and you don't have much money left in the bank and you just can't really see how things are going to work out. But maybe it's just the mind, maybe it's just the ego suffering because it doesn't have something from the past or the future to attach onto, you know, so it's losing its own identity. But maybe that's a good thing because, you know, when you think about the amazing things that happen, they can only ever happen in the unknown, you know, the spontaneous opportunities, those synchronistic occurrences, they don't ever come from us thinking about something in the future or remembering something in the past. They just completely come out of nowhere. And, you know, maybe that uncomfortable feeling is just something that we need to become more comfortable in. And, you know, sometimes the really uncomfortable feeling is actually us trying to get rid of that uneasy feeling, trying to get rid of that uncomfortable feeling. But if we think to ourselves that it's okay to just sit in that feeling and realize we're in a transition, we don't have to change it instantly. Sometimes it feels okay. So I just wanted to suggest that on that analogy of being in a transition while traveling or chucking the rock in the water when the water is a bit messed up and uneasy. Because maybe it's just everything in nature maybe is that way. Maybe when we're in a transition, it's uncomfortable. Maybe that's just the way it is. You know, it's not good, it's not bad, it's just the way it is. So I hope you're having an awesome week. If you are in one of them uncomfortable transition phases, just know that it just is. And, you know, nothing lasts forever. And I wish you the best of luck for the week ahead. And I appreciate you listening as always. Bye for now.